Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuv Vav is the requirement of Kiddush on Shabbos morning and who needs to drink and how much from the kos of Kiddush on the Kiddusha Rabbah. Gemara asks a fascinating question on Kuv Vav Amid Aleph. May Mevarech, the Kiddush Bayom, what type of bracha should be made? The Gemara answers, you make a Bari Priya Gofen. Did we not know that you make a Bari Priya Gofen on wine? The answer, of course, is that Kiddush the night before, we know there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachreyu al Hayayin. There's a big machlokis haposkim, whether if you do it in tefillah are you yotzei or not, but clearly there's a mitzvah of d'oraisa of Kiddush the night before. Shabbos day, that's much more unclear. What exactly is this chiyuv? Maybe that's part of what the Gemara is asking, my mevarech, is there a special bracha, is there a special Kiddush? To which the Gemara answers, no, that it's not a special bracha, but rather it's a regular bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen. Once we keep this in mind, maybe we can understand the dissenting position that we do not follow. Life might have been a little bit more convenient if we did follow the Shita, but the dissenting position of the Ravid, who disagrees with what is the standard Psak Lahaloch and Simen, Reish Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, where the Mechaber says, V'shalo Yitam, you shouldn't eat at all, according to many poskim, even drink, before you make Kiddush in the morning. The Mishbura adds that this applies, of course, to women as well, who have the same chiyuv as men. The Ravid actually disagrees with this position. The Ravid says no.
It's on the Rambam, Perech of Tes Halacha Yud. It's also quoted in the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Simen Reish Pei Tes.
And the rationale of the Ravid is that this whole Kiddush is just to show that this Seuda is different,
that this is a Seuda of Shabbos. Hence the idea, Kiddusha Rabbah, that it is to show that this is a Seuda Rabbah. It's the Kiddush that makes the Seuda more significant. But it's not a halacha of meaning Mekadesh the Yom, and that's the first thing that you have to do. However, it seems that the Rambam understands the drasha of the Gemara on Kuvav Amid Aleph above.
Halfway through the Ovid, Ein liela belaila bayom inayim tam lama zachas yom haShabbos akatsho, that there are really two requirements of alakos midrabanan, one being at night and the other being during the day. If there's an inyan to be mekadesh the yom, so then that's supposed to be the first thing that you're supposed to do before you eat anything else. This might also help us shed light in a fascinating chumrah that exists today in the world of brisk. In the name of the briskerov, if you'll notice, for briskers, the Kiddush tends to be different than the way Hasidim, the way I used to sing from our tradition, from Poland, and it's different in two following ways. Number one, briskers do not say any psukim before they make Kiddush. In fact, I once saw someone say, L'shem mitzvahs Kiddush, and then he made the bracha Baruch Borei Pri HaGofen. In contrast to many of us who have the custom to say psukim of Vishamru. When I was learning this from Nevensal, he even added, some have the custom, he added to Mishabura to read the psukim from Navi, Im Toshev B'Shabbos Raglecha, Mimtzach Vatzecha V'Daber Dover, etc. In Brisk, they don't do that at all, as well as something else, and it could be the two are connected, and that is that everybody drinks from the kos. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa records this custom from the Brisker Rav, probably precedes the Brisker Rav, and that is in Perek Nun, Ha'ara Yud Zayin, the Shmir Shabbos. He says that the idea of Kiddush Rabbah is to drink wine before the Seuda to show that this Seuda is Chashiv. So then everybody has to drink. If that's so, the other way I had heard from my Rabbeim, the Brisker Rav had said, which is the same thing, it's two sides of the same coin, the bracha of Kiddush is just simply a regular Birchas Hananin. In contrast to Friday night, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Ayin Aleph, that there isn't a chiyuv on every person to drink. L'chatchila, every person should drink from the wine, but there isn't a chiyuv. This comes up often if there's a large event. Then there isn't a chiyuv to drink from the wine. You have a mind to be yotzei on a kiddush that was said by somebody with the whole bracha, the whole extended bracha of Zeicher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, and the special inheritance HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, concluding with the words, Mikadesh HaShabbos.
And that is supposed to be said by one person holding a kos to give it chashivus, to give the statement of Kiddush Hayom chashivus, and he makes a bar priya gafen and drinks it, but everybody else doesn't have to drink. In contrast, and it seems to be similar to the shita of the Raivin, and this point is made nicely by the Sefer Aliba de Hilchusa by the Oz Vahadar, that the two shitas probably go together, they're probably connected, is if you look, as the way we were masber, according to the Raivid, maybe the Rambam won't entirely disagree with this hesber, but it was clear that the Raivid is emphasizing this, that the Kiddush before the Seuda is just something to show chashivus for the Seuda itself. And the Brisker Rav argued that according to everybody, the chiyuv was a chiyuv of shtia before the Seuda, not a chiyuv of Hagadas Kiddush. And the Brisker Rav has a strong raya that al pi halacha, all these psukim are not found. There's no mekoros. The Gemara, what did our Gemara say? Mai mevarech bari priya gafen. The Gemara didn't say all these fancy, beautiful psukim of a shamru. The Gemara makes no mention of our beautiful custom to sing a beautiful nigun of Chai Hashem before Kiddush. Those things might be very, very important, but in terms of Hilchos Kiddush, they really have nothing to do with the requirement from the sugya itself. Hence, what emerged is simply the statement of Bar Priya Gafen according to this position, as well as the chiyuv for everybody to drink. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal tried to respond to a very strong query of Reb Neuwirth Zechreinu Levracha. Elchura Tosvos on our daf seems to be against this approach of the Brisker Rav. Our Gemara tells of a story. Rav Ashi wasn't sure exactly what Kiddush Rabbah was. He made a Bar Priya Gafen, and he paused, and he saw that they were already drinking. And Tosis asks, but wait a second, isn't there a rule in Maseches Brachos? Einam Asumin Rishon Litom Ad Sheitom HaMivarech, that the people who are eating are not allowed to drink until the Mivarech drinks. And Tosis explains that that is a specific halach in regards to Hamotzi, where everybody has a requirement to eat. When a bracha of hamotzi is said, and you want to be yotzit that motzi, everybody needs to have eaten from that bread. And there, for kavod of the pores, the halacha is, he's supposed to eat first, and then the others eat. However, over here, says Tosos, in the first wide line in our Tosos, Aval kiddush she'ein chova lishtos la'mivarech, ein tzarech lahamtin. When it comes to kiddush, there isn't a chiyov for the Mevarech to drink. Now, if the Brisker Rav was right, that the Chiyuv of Seuda Shabbos is that everybody needs to drink, what in the world does Tosis mean? That the Mevarech does not have to drink. That seems to indicate that the Chiyuv of Kiddush is a Chiyuv of Amira. And if necessary, like I know some older people who it's hard for them to drink, but they're the balabayis, so they make the Bar Priya Gafen, and someone else drinks. It's not a requirement of the Seuda for the balabayis to drink. If that's so, then that seems to be a different approach than what was suggested by the Brisker Rav. Now, it could be the Brisker Rav, Kedako Bekodesh, would often say Bedas HaRambam. Maybe he wasn't saying Aliba Latosos, but it seems to be a Tosos Mefurish, and if there are those who have a custom not to be Makbid, the Chelkas Yaakov is quoted as saying that he knows for sure in Belz, for many, many, many generations, they were not makbid to have everyone drink from the Kos Shel Shachris. So then, in such a case, there is a Tosos that one could hang one's hat on. That all emerges from the interesting expression of the Gemara of Kiddushei Rabbah, and the question, Mai Mevarech? And the answer is that on wine you make a Bar Priya Gafen. And on Shabbos, morning, that's what you're doing. You're making a Bar Priya Gafen. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Psachim Daf Kuf Vav.